Make a happy family community. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Fathers, do not exasperate your children. Instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord. The first community of love that God has created is the family. Therefore, the origin of happiness is family. In the Second World War, after Germany lost in the war, the American soldiers provided food for the children who have lost their families from the war. But children started dying one by one. They closely looked at the root cause of this, and it was found that it was not because that they lacked vitamins or nutrients, but the root cause of this was found to be the lack of love. They did not have their parents, who could hug them with warmth. They starved from lack of love, and they were dying thinking of their loved ones. Humans are different from animals, as humans have souls and spirits. People do not say that they are happy just because they do not have any problems with their shelters, clothes and food. People need to have freedom, peace and love. Especially family is a community that has been formed by love. Happiness does not have to be found from far away, but we need to know that it is near us, which is in the family. Professor Hyung-Soo Kim wants to find a happy home as a home that has three kinds of sounds. A home that has sounds of laughter, a home that has sounds of reading, studying, and it is a home that has sounds of working. I personally would add one more thing to this. I would say a home that has sounds of singing hymns would be a happy home. This month is a month of family. As we are in this month of May, I advise you to think about your own homes. In your homes, do you hear such sounds like these? Happiness is something that we get to create as we go. It is not a byproduct that gets produced by itself without any effort. It is like a work of a sculptor that makes a beautiful artwork with careful handicraft work. Also, not just that, a happy family starts to form from restoring the relationships. The relationship with parents, relationship with children, relationship with other brothers and sisters, relationship between married couples, and so on. When these kinds of relationships form well, a home will be a happy one. In contrast, when these kinds of relationships get twisted, a home will be an unhappy one. The Ten Commandments as well, these are based on two kinds of relationships. From the First Commandment to the Fourth Commandment, these first four commandments are about the relationship with God. From the Fifth Commandment to the Tenth Commandment, these commandments are about the relationships with people. As we live as Christians, it is easy to have incorrect thoughts about the relationships. Most Christians think that it is important to have the right relationship with God only, and not with anything else. But the Bible does not say that. The Bible made it clear that not only the relationship with God is important, but also the relationships with people are important, too. We need to live our lives in the correct relationship with God as well as in the correct relationships with people. Especially, in this month of family, pray for restoration of relationships with people. God gave happiness, prosperity and blessings to mankind starting from family. When three kinds of relationships in the family get correctly formed, a happy family can be created. Firstly, it is the relationship with parents. In verses 1 to 3, it says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth." God told us that the correct relationship with parents is the first commandment from God for the humankind. The commandment means it is God's command that we must abide by. The first commandment for the humankind is the relationship with parents. Why did God set the relationship with our parents as the very first commandment? It is because the first relationship that gets formed as the baby is born on earth is with parents. This is the law of the heaven and this is what God has planned, which people do not have choice to choose from. Paul talked about two things about the relationship with parents. The first one was, obey your mother and father in the Lord. The other one was honor your parents. He also added, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honoring parents, this is what humankind must abide by and this is the command from God. Therefore, Christians obeying God and obeying parents, this is what we should do as Christians. The sin that God hates the most is the sin of disobedience. Adam as well, when he did not do as God told him, he was asked to leave from the Garden of Eden. The angels of God as well, when they did not obey God, they were asked to leave from the throne and they became Satans. The reason that the king Saul was abandoned was that he did not obey God. When he did not obey God, God took his title as a king. Obey God upwardly and obey your parents downwardly, then you will prosper on earth and will live long. God promised these blessings already. The parents are the priests in our homes. In verse 3, it says, that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. The priests for children are parents. In the Bible, three people had rights to give blessings. The first one is that God, that is the origin of life, gives blessings. The other one is the priest. The priests that had been anointed with oil blesses the people, the blessings get passed on to them. These are the workers of the Lord these days. And next, God gave parents the rights to bless, just like priests. In the Bible, Abraham blessed Isaac, Isaac blessed Jacob, and Jacob blessed Joseph. As they blessed these people, the blessings became real. So we see that Esau, after the blessings from his father had been taken away by his brother, he wailed. Any one of you, who are parents, you are the priests in your homes. You are the people with rights to bless your children. So give blessings to your children, and bless your family. Because, God already had set you as priests, in your households. In verse 3, the Bible promised us that it may go well with you, and that you may enjoy long life on the earth. Honoring means, making them happy and to be glad. When people age, they easily get upset just with what they hear. They easily feel lonely, feel left out and cry easily, too. It is because their bodies and hearts get weaker. With a little bit of attention given to them, they really feel pleased and also, they easily feel unpleasant. I saw an article the other day, what the parents get most hurt by listening to, is I cannot communicate with you, something like this. Something that ignores them, was found to be the phrase, that the parents get most hurt. In contrast, what they most wanted to hear, was live long in good health. What they wanted to hear more was thank you for raising me up well. Parents have been found to feel the happiest when they hear these. Christianity is a religion, that encourages the obedience to parents. The obedience to parents in Christianity is something that we should do when our parents are still alive. In Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verse 16, it says, honor your father and your mother, as the Lord your God has commanded you, so that you may live long, and that it may go well with you in the land the Lord your God is giving you. But this society these days is in disorder. There was a child that murdered his own mother, for telling him off for his wrongdoing. Also, a child beats his father saying that he is incapable. There are children that left home, and wander on the streets, saying that they cannot trust their parents. Some people even put their sick and ill parents in the senior citizens' care centers, they change their phone numbers and they put pressure on their parents, to sign on the sheet saying that I will not call or inform my children. Now the average suicide rate per day for senior citizens is 13 people a day. They try to kill themselves by suffocating, drowning in water, taking pills and they end their lives. This is not a story about others. Children regard their parents as troublesome and burdensome to them. This is the unhappy and incorrect society. Among the short novels written by a French writer Bernard Werber, There is a short story titled as The Rebellion of Twilight. This is a very sad story. The story begins like this. In a restaurant, there was a sign put up saying, "If you are over 70 years of age, then do not come in." The politicians began anti-elderly campaign activities claiming that the national fund is running out due to the number of old people. And also, the old people that have lost contact with others for a certain amount of time, they were forced to be taken to the mercy killing centers. They were forced to be given mercy killing shots and their lives were forced to end there. An elderly couple was being taken to the mercy killing center and they escaped. After that, a lot of elderly people escaped from the mercy killing center. They went into the caves in the mountainside areas and they resisted. But the elderly people's resistance did not last long. People inserted flu virus germs into the caves. The elderly people became powerless and the resistance activities came to an end. And the elderly leader who led these resistance activities, he was caught by the suppression party, was given the mercy killing shot and died. The leader told the young man for the very last time, who was giving him a death shot. He left these heartbreaking words and died. "You will also become an old man one day. You are now young and giving me a death shot now, but one day you will be an old man, too." That's right. This is what the story is about that shows up in the book called The Rebellion of Twilight. But this is not only a fiction, but somehow this is also our reality as well. You will, one day, will become an old man like me. We will have a day that we will be old, too. We need to realize that the problem relating to the elderly people will be our problem, because we will also be old one day. The country in the world that has the fastest growing rate of old people proportionate to the total population is our country. Now this is the time that we need to establish our own identity about the culture of obedience to parents, in our nation, our society, our church, our homes, too. Not just about the senior citizens' welfare, but we need to set our culture to have a sense of obedience to parents. Our church began serving the elderly people from the early time by establishing the Welfare Foundation and by running the Senior Citizens Welfare Center. So far, more than 7,000 elderly people made the most of the welfare center. I am very grateful for this. This time, our church has also been asked to take care of the other senior citizens' care center. The church of the future needs to serve the neighborhood, serve the areas that are given little attention, and practice love in this society, and also need to be the light and salt. The obedience to parents in Christianity is something that we need to practice when our parents are alive. Like Confucianism and other religions, it is not about bowing down a few hundred times and kneeling down in front of them after they are passed away. The Bible talks about honoring parents well when they are alive and with us. This is the spirit of obedience to parents in Christianity. We need to honor them when they are alive. Once they leave us, we regret. In this month of family, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your home will have a beautiful relationship with your parents. Secondly, the married couple relationship needs to be happy. In Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 24-25, it says, "Now as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her." The Bible accurately teaches us about the roles of the married couple. Between a married couple, there is no such thing as the degree of consanguinity. It has no degree of consanguinity. Therefore, when couple separates, they become strangers to each other. But own children have one degree difference, as in the degree of consanguinity. A married couple relationship has been formed by love only. Only a married couple has been formed by love. Therefore, the essence of family is love. When a married couple relationship is happy, a relationship with children, relationship with parents and the relationship with parents-in-law are at peace and in a good state. The most important relationship is a relationship among a married couple. Some people say that they honor their parents, so that they say can live without their spouses, but they cannot live without their parents. It seems that these people honor their parents very well, but it is the silliest thing to do. When a married couple relationship breaks down, then children, parents-in-law and everything breaks down and gets destroyed. The most important relationship among people is a married couple relationship. A married couple relationship needs to be a happy one, so that all the other relationships can be in harmony. There is a new word these days called cuckoo children. The couple has been divided so the children have nowhere to go, and these lonely children are called as cuckoo children. It points out that the families of these days are broken down easily. A problem in a married couple, this is not only about the problem between the two. It directly is linked to their children, and a married couple is directly connected to the family history as well. A married couple relationship is something that cannot be taken lightly. Even when a person wants a self-satisfaction and desires, if this destroys the family and if this would bring unhappiness in the family, then we need to be able to control us from these. A married couple needs to create happiness. They need to understand, compromise each other and with love, they need to be able to create happiness. Humans are different from animals so that they have spirits, souls and characters. People need to have freedom, peace and they live as they feed and share love from each other and with one another. All of you as well, when you can love, live, as you love each other. Once our loved ones leave us, we get to regret. A while ago I read this piece of writing called Who Would Wash My Linen? I cried as I read this by myself. The wife left this world suddenly. I had to be a mom to my son, who used to go to the kindergarten, for the last 4 years. One day, I had to go on a business trip from work, so I could not prepare breakfast for my son properly. I woke my son up, gave a leftover meal from last night to my son in the morning and went on a business trip. I came home late that day. I was very exhausted so I threw my suit jacket somewhere in the room and threw myself on a bed. But there was a piece of red noodle on a bed. His suit was smudged and the linen also got dirty. He got angry and beat his son up. Who would wash these linens, so why are you playing with this? He beat the little son up, who was just a kindergarten age and he could not control himself. The son cried and said to his dad, "Dad, no, it is not that." The dad stopped beating his son up after listening to his answer. The son, in fact, had the leftover meal from last night for the breakfast and had lunch from kindergarten. For dinner, he waited for his dad but dad did not come home, so he boiled the water and prepared 2 bowls of cup noodles. He had one and to give one to his dad, he put his dad's inside the bed linen, to keep it warm for his dad. His son was waiting for his dad to come home. When dad heard this, he could not stop crying. He ran into the bathroom, turned the water on and kept on crying. After crying for a while, he woke up and put the ointment on the scar on his son. After his son fell asleep, the dad went into his room and saw his son. The son was asleep but he was crying in his sleep as well. When dad saw this, he hugged him in his arms and cried again. He confessed that he never felt that the space that his wife left from was this big. That is right. When we are together, we live without realizing the importance of that person. After they leave from us, we get to realize that the space that they left behind them was that big. So the confession was, who would wash the linen? Then as I read this story, my heart ached. Between a married couple, a couple needs to look after each other well while they are together. We get to regret after they leave us. In this month of family, I bless you all in the name of Jesus, that your married couple relationship will be a happy one. Thirdly, there is something that the parents need to do. In Ephesians, chapter 6, verse 4, it says, "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, instead, bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." It tells us how to bring up the children as parents. The Bible says, Do not expect anything in return from your children. Do you know how I brought you up? But how could you do this to me after you got married? If you expect something from your children like this, then your children's families would become unhappy. You should just be satisfied with the fact that you brought your children up. You need to just be happy that your children formed their own families. You need to be just satisfied for the fact that you would be the solid foundation for your children so that you would not feel upset. One of the things that the foreign countries do well is that they almost do not leave anything behind as an inheritance for their children after they die. They look after themselves till they are very old. They manage themselves and they donate their possessions to the society or the church they belong to. And also the society guarantees their well-being when people are old so they never depend on their children. Our country also changes a little bit as time goes by. In the old days, people used to depend on children wholly so they really wanted sons, but there is nothing special about having a son. Nowadays, I heard that having a daughter is way better than having a son. It has been said that a person that has a daughter is a person that has a gold medal, a person with two sons is a person that has been lost and has a neck medal. This means that having a son has nothing good about it. It is kind of a joke. I have two sons, so which means that I have a neck medal. As parents, we should be just satisfied with the fact that we have educated them and brought them up and we should not expect anything in return. If we expect something from them, then we would be scarred. We would feel upset. We should not expect anything from them. As parents, we need to work hard to leave faith behind as an inheritance. There is something that does not burn in the fire and also there is something that does not get rusty. That is the inheritance of faith. We need to work hard to form a family of faith like this. In the Bible, Moses was like this. Samuel was like this, Timothy was like this and a family of Noah, they inherited DNAs of faith to their children. The education of parents influences their children very much, impacts them holistically. I hope your families will be the ones that inherit the inheritance of faith. My dear family in Christ, home is the most important resting place, and the family is the community of happiness in a person's life. All the blessings that God gives as well begins from home. The prestigious family is the one that honors parents, that loves each other as a married couple and that leaves faith as inheritance to their children. A family like this has hope. I hope and pray that your homes would have laughter, joy and overflowing happiness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.